We continue with Mishnah Berurah and Yomi Hilchos Brachos. We're discussing now the halachas of Dvarim Shebekdusha. Siman Nun Hey or Sif Aleph continues the Mechaber. V'hu Adin LeKedusha Ubarchu Shein Demar Pachos Me'asar. Not only does Kaddish require 10, Kedusha and Baruchu also require 10 because of the same pasuk V'nekdashti B'toch Bnei Yisrael, requiring 10 people. The Mishnah Berurah says that all of Chazar Sashatz requires 10 because it's a Dvar Shebekdusha. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that one needs to say at least 7 Kadeshim a day. They are, based on the Pasuk of Sheva Yom Hilal Ticha, they are one at Pesukei Dezimra, meaning at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, the one right after Yishtabach, then the Chatzi Kadesh after Shmona Esrei at Shacharis, then the Kaddish after Uval Etzion, which is a full Kaddish with Tiskabel Tzlosom, because it's really going back on the Shmona Esrei that we already said, and Hashem should accept the Shmona Esrei, which we said. The fourth is the one after Aleinu, because there's a recitation of Pesukim there in Aleinu. The fifth one is after Ashrei at Mincha. The sixth one is after Mincha. And the seventh one is before the Shmona Esrei of Marv. Mishnah Berurah does not count the Kaddish after Marv, because even though it is a mitzvah to recite that Kaddish, the Levush says that it is only Rishus, so therefore it does not count. Siv Beis, im hizchi lomar Kaddish or Kedusha basar v'yatzu miksas. And if you started saying Kaddish or Kedusha with 10, and then some left, gomer moso al Kaddish oso al Kedusha shehizchil v'nishenishtai ruban. You can complete the Kaddish or Kedusha which you were reciting, as long as you still have the majority of those 10, which would mean 6. However, says the Ramah, even though if a couple of people leave, you can continue, it is an aver for those people who left to leave, and the pasuk says about them that those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. However, if 10 remain, then you are allowed to leave. The Be'er Halacha points out that when the Ramah says you are allowed to leave as long as there are 10 there, that's all the time except during Kedusha. You cannot leave during Kedusha even if 10 still remain. The Shulchan Aruch says that as long as if you started with 10, you can finish off as long as you still have the 6. This is for anything that requires 10, such as Nisiyas Kapayim, Duchening, or Kriyas Torah, or the Haftorah. But you are only able to complete the Inyan which you are dealing with, but you can't start a new Inyan. So you can finish Kriyas Torah, but you can't start the Haftorah, which is a separate thing. If you started, say, Yishtabach with 10, and some left, says the Mishnah Berurah, or if you started Ashrei before Mincha and 10 left, the Prima Gunim is not sure whether you're allowed to say the Kaddish or not, because the Kaddish is Shayach to Yishtabach and Ashrei. But the Marmar Mordechai, the Derech Chaim, the Chai Adam all say that you cannot say that Kaddish if you no longer have the 10 before you have started Kaddish. As well, the Mishnah Berurah says that when we say if you started Kedusha with 10, you can continue even if some left. That's even if you had 10 when you started Chazar Sashatz in the Bracha of Avos, even if some left, you can continue Kedusha and the rest of Chazar Sashatz all the way through the Kaddish after Shmona Esrei, because the Kaddish goes on that Shmona Esrei as well. If you were in the middle of the Kaddish before Baruchu, and then people left, the Derech HaChaim says in the name of the Elia Rabba that you can say Baruchu, as long as you had 10 for Kaddish, because the Baruchu goes with the Kaddish. The Achronim say that even though Nesias Kapayim is a separate Inyan, and therefore if you started with 10 in Chazar Sashatz and people left, you can continue Chazar Sashatz, but you can't Duchen. If you're in Chutz Laaretz, you would be allowed to say the Elokeinu Mekleiv Oseinu Barcheinu Barbracham Shulashes, because that is part of Chazar Sashatz. It is not a separate Inyan of Duchening. Also, the Mishnah Berurah points out that when we say the Ramah says you're allowed to leave as long as there's still 10 there, that assumes that you already heard Shmona Esrei, all the Kaddishes, and Kedusha until Aleinu somewhere else, meaning you already davened. But we are going to see later on that you're not allowed to leave davening early. We've already mentioned it. You're not allowed to take off your tefillin early, so you can't leave davening early. So that must not be what the Ramah is talking about. Siv Gimel, im hizchil ba'avos v'yatzu miksasan gomer fil kedusha. If you started Shmona Esrei, Chazar Sashatz, if you started Chazar Sashatz, and some people left, you can continue Kedusha, as we already pointed out. It's not only Kedusha, but it's all of Chazar Sashatz. The Ramah adds, v'im yatzu miksasan l'acha she'ischil l'espal yotzer. If you started the Birchos Kriyashma and some people left, lo yaschil shalich tzibrisal kol ram, you cannot do Chazar Sashatz, k'far nisham tfilas yotzer. Chazar Sashatz is a separate inyan from Kriyashma. If they left after you started Chazaras Hashatz, then you can finish Kedusha and the Kaddish Shalem, as we said, the Shayach Letfilah, because that Kaddish Shalem goes back on Shmona Esrei, Sharon Tiskabel Tzaloson, because we say Tiskabel Tzaloson, which is referring back to the Shmona Esrei. Aval Einkor Matorah Dzayin Achar, but Kriyas Torah is a separate thing if it's on a Monday or Thursday, and therefore if you no longer have 10, you cannot have Kriyas Torah. As well, the Kaddish after Aleinu was also not Shayach Tishmona Esrei, and you would not be able to say that if you no longer have 10. If you had 10 when you said Aleinu, and some people left, still can't say Kaddish after that, because it's only a minuk to say Kaddish after Aleinu, and therefore it is not Nigrar after Aleinu. And for sure, the Shir Shel Yom, or anything like that, that you say Kaddish afterwards, if you don't have 10, you would not be able to say that Kaddish.